Heyo, welcome everyone to the howler over there. Meow.
We let the wolves out, huh?
Whoa, easy.
Wolves are out.
Hey, we're the Dagum Dads.
What up?
We're here.
Yeah.
To make you laugh.
We're trying, okay? So here's the deal, all right?
If you're not, they don't think you're funny, well, then you got a personal problem.
You're probably wrong, so that's okay. You're probably wrong about a lot of things. So, This episode's going to be interesting, and we'll see where it goes.
Very interesting, because you know what's coming up? New Year's.
New Year's, yep. And so we figured, going into New Year's, let's do a year in review.
Let's rewind it.
To January 1 to now, 2020 in review.
Yes. 2020. Supposed to be the new millennium, or whatever, decade, or whatever.
Yeah.
Boom.
They didn't have a Y2K 20.
Nope. Wait a minute.
Didn't happen.
No. Everyone's excited. We're 2020. Let's do this.
Yep.
And then what happened? Well, started out pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And then COVID happened. And, you know, we're all been dealing with it. And
ruined everything.
It did. And it's a worldwide thing. And, you know, we're seeing it. And something we've been dealing with. You know, we just... But there had to be, you know, it can't all be negative, right? So we could probably sit here for hours and fixate on all the negative.
But that's not what that's not what we're about here.
Well, we don't want to do that.
So. Steve and I, we like to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Think of the good stuff.
Yeah, let's think of the good from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the show.
All right, well, that's it. Well, see you guys later.
Well, thanks for everyone listening.
See you next year.
We're 2 minutes into it. We're already done.
This is the Dagum Dads podcast. Appreciate you guys listening. take care.
Bye, Felicia.
No.
Something good happened for me.
Okay.
So at the beginning of the year, we finally, after years and years of trying to convince my wife, she finally gave in and we moved.
Yeah, you guys did. You got a new place out here in the country.
Yeah, we were in a subdivision, and I couldn't stand it. And after 11 and a half years of being there, she finally took a look around and saw other subdivisions being built and road construction going on around, and she was like, I got to get out of here. And good thing, because we were on the outskirts, on the outside of the subdivision, so my backyard faced an open... field.
Right, yeah.
Well, now that open field is being turned into apartments.
Oh, so, you'd be staring at that.
No, they'd be staring at me in my Speedo.
Yeah, you'd be like, what up? Hey!
Well, you don't like it, no look, guys. Woo! But,
now you got your little slice of paradise out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to wear the Speedo.
Beautiful view.
Walk around in my birthday suit. Okay, I don't.
You guys have the owls out here just staring at you, just screaming.
They're a spring thing. Those were just those were baby ones. Dude, apparently,
those owls that you had out here were creepy.
They're still here because today they got that the two planets aligned.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I have that app, and so I was looking at it, and all of a sudden I hear this. I mean, it wasn't a scream, but it was just like a
meow.
Yeah. And so I like look up, and sure enough, one of them's sitting there flying around. I'm like, well, you can try and take me on. You can try and pick me up, carry me away. No, I had my two cats.
Okay.
I had those cats.
Yeah.
And they were down there rubbing my legs and everything. And I'm like, you guys.
Owls looking for those cats.
I was going to say, you guys better skedaddle back over to the doghouse. Yeah. Go cuddle with Jake over there.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be dinner.
They're birds of prey for a reason.
Yes.
Okay? They're looking to prey.
That thing was, it kept landing in the tree looking down at me.
Yeah. They just stare. They don't blink, and they're weird looking, aren't they?
They'll, like, twist their head upside down. But, no, it was actually...
The Exorcist up there.
Yeah, so it was actually really cool, though. I mean, how often do you hear of people saying, I got owls in my tree? I mean, you came over, and we showed them to you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
In the spring.
No, never. Yeah. You know, I mean, I live in a subdivision, kind of a different kind of subdivision, like a little community, but... Yeah, subdivision nonetheless, and no, there's no owls.
See, and I growing up, when we first moved here to Nampa, I lived over down the street from where Costco is now. Mm-hmm. So I was out in the country. We didn't have any owls out there.
Yeah.
But over here, they're everywhere.
So 2020 started out pretty good for you. And that was interesting because you guys bought the house during, you know, the initial Like in the pandemic?
Yes.
Things were on lockdown, because wasn't it May when you guys got in here?
No, we moved in April.
April, during the shutdown, basically. Yeah, so... You guys are in a house and you're moving. And...
Mm-hmm. So I spent January fixing the house up. And then we put it on the market, and it was gone within the first 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, man. People are buying. I mean, COVID has, I mean, our population here, it was already growing super fast.
Yeah.
And this year, the numbers are insane, mm-hmm. the amount of people moving here. And I honestly, people get mad, but I don't blame them at all. I really don't, man. Like,
it's a beautiful place over here.
Well, it is. And, you know, a lot of people are moving, like, California and stuff. And it's just, when it gets to a point where you can't even do anything at all anymore, and yet you keep getting taxed and, you know, but yet you can't go make any money. And so you can't live there.
Yeah.
You know, but so you can sell your house for a pretty penny and come here.
So I don't mind the people moving in.
Yeah.
It's just their way of thinking needs to be different.
I don't think everybody, you know, that's the thing. I've heard that, you know, like some people, they assume everybody moving here still thinks that way. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to get some of it, but I think there's a lot of people that don't. And yeah. That's the reason why they're moving is like, yeah. I can't deal with this anymore.
Because there's a reason why you move from there. Don't bring that here.
Yeah. And you see it, you know, you've seen it down in Texas, you know,
yeah.
like people are moving to Texas a lot too. Mm-hmm. And you know, you see like, and if you're looking at it from a political lens, in
Utah,
a lot of people are blue than it was red or whatever. But I always like a little bit of mixture. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think if you're too far one way or the other, it's boring. I really do. I think it's...
But it can be dangerous.
It's dangerous, so. And it's really... I just said it's boring. I love different mindsets, just different points of view. That's what we do, man. Like, mm-hmm. let's have some conversations, and we've gotten away from that during this year especially, you know, mm-hmm. people just sitting at home being locked up, sitting on social media looking at all the worst things in the world and
you know what?
Trash about each other yep. online and
this year,
each other, you know, it's been bad.
This year, for the first time, and I talked about it for years, but this year I did it. I still use Facebook
sure.
to promote this podcast.
Right.
And
don't tell them that they're locking down.
Oh,
I'm just
yeah.
kidding.
But really. But other than that, I don't get on Facebook anymore.
Yeah,
it got too negative, and just every time I get on there, I just get so angry at people, like everyone. It didn't matter what political side. I was just like,
it is, yeah, man.
It just the stupidity of people that I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, and I started listening to a book by Kevin Hart, and he actually says in that book, get off of social media.
It's not good. It's the opposite of social. Because to me, social, whether you're having a conversation with somebody in person or at least on the phone, you're talking to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're online, just typing stuff up and every little thought that pops into your head, you don't even filter, you throw it on there, and then you get this right away. You're getting some kind of reaction. Mm-hmm. And most of us nowadays love negative. We don't even care about positive anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. You could get 100 positive things said about you, and that one negative thing that's in there, you're going to fixate on that.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. all we're obsessed. So you take that, and that's all over social media. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's just magnified that by 1,000. It's been terrible.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
Because things are tough. You know, it's been a rough year for everybody, some more than others. You know, mm-hmm. some people have died. You know, some people are getting really sick. Mm-hmm. People are losing their businesses. People are losing everything. And then you go, and you get on a thing that used to be somewhat fun to use, mm-hmm. like Facebook or whatever, and now it's just completely full of negative.
So the main reason why in 2009 I got a Facebook was just to reconnect with friends from
high school. That's what I did. That was exactly, and that's what it was
then. And that's what it was. And now it's
not that
anymore. Not even that.
No, like, it's not that anymore.
Not that anymore. And there's nothing out there. I mean, Twitter, you can't do that. Instagram, you can't do that. I mean, there's no platform out there that you can really just connect and, you know, with people that you grew up with and went to school with.
It's this like, we all have, like, this cyber courage, you know, and, mm-hmm. like, nothing can be said either. Like, I can't go put, you have to, like, people, you literally have to think about what you put out there,
mm-hmm.
and then when you post it, you know you're probably going to get some kind of backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, you know. It's like when you're out in public or, you know, with friends and you say something and somebody's got a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have that conversation, you know. But it's not that even. Like I said, it's all online. And it's just, that's not even, and then people are fighting. You
well,
know?
It's just like
you're not even having it. It's not even a debate. You're just arguing with each other online.
Like you post a picture of your kid, you know, that you think is funny. And
somebody's gonna have a problem with it.
Because they made a big mess. Like they spilled the flour, and you're like, oh, this silly kid. And then you got some, you know, Karen over
maybe
there.
Maybe if you were watching your kid mm-hmm. a little better, that wouldn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
why do you?
My
say
kids
that?
Would never do that. Yeah, it's like why?
Why would you even say that?
Yeah. If you don't like it, don't look. That's my thing. Like, if I scroll through social media, if I see something I don't like, guess what? Keep on scrolling.
Keep moving. That's all I do. It's endless. You don't have to.
But no, everyone's got to get their point of view and their voices out there. I couldn't take it anymore.
I use it less and less as well. And I mean, because it just adds fuel. Like mm-hmm. if you spend all day on these outlets and you're constantly clicking on things, well, it's an algorithm. So it sees mm-hmm. what you click, and then it's going to push more of that in mm-hmm. your field of vision. And it's not even going to give you like the opposite or anything. Like, hey, no. You know, maybe think about this here. Mm-hmm. No, it's just this. So if you hate this type of thing, guess what? That's all you're going to see.
All you're going to see.
And then it just mm-hmm. feels that rage in you. And mm-hmm. see, I mean, like I said, I mean, things are really, really hard right now. And if you're mm-hmm. just sitting around looking at that stuff, it is going to make you so much more angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot solve all the world's problems single-handedly. Yeah. No. We can't do it. And yet we're online, and we really think some people...
My comment's going to change someone.
That your exactly. Your comment or your post is going to change the world, and it's not.
Nope.
Nah, it doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's created a bunch of egomaniacs. That everybody thinks what I say, you're listening to it.
Yeah.
And I've seen that. So that's a big part of this year, unfortunately, is we've seen that so much is this negative. And so you try mm-hmm. to work past it. You try to find the positive.
Well, it's maddening because you can't even turn on the news. The local news, it's all negative.
No,
there
everything
is not
on the news is
one
bad.
Good thing. Like, it doesn't matter. Local news, national news, any type of news, it's bad.
There's been a lot of bad stuff that's happened this year. And there's been some things that have happened that
there's been some good things, too.
There has been. And
but
I
it's
think,
not being... It's not being highlighted. Or even if it is highlighted, it's highlighted for 30 seconds, and then, bam, on to the next bad thing that happened.
Yeah. I mean, and the news is typically like that. Mm-hmm. It's just worse now because most people are just sitting in their house,
mm-hmm.
can't do anything, and they're just looking at that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I just can't say enough how important it is to just get away from it and just...
Turn the TV off.
Go find the
put
positive.
Your phone down. Put your phone down.
Yeah.
Go outside.
Yeah, there's and what's sad is there's some places you can't even really do that. We're at the end of December and there's still places you can't even hardly go outside without getting in trouble.
True.
Which is nuts.
Turn on some music. I mean, just clear your head.
Yeah, do something.
Read a book, do an audiobook, something. Work out.
This
is coming from me.
I know.
if you know me, I don't work out.
Right. Well, and that
But you if push comes to shove, I'll work out if that's going to keep me away from
you. You should have saw the price of home gyms, all that equipment.
Oh, my goodness.
It shot up. Talk about supply and demand.
That's maddening.
Because they shut the gyms down, right? But yet Costco and Walmart and all those places, Mickey D's still open, so you can go get, you know, overweight, type 2 diabetes, and we can still pump all this negative stuff into us, but we can't go to a gym.
Hey. But at least I got my fryer, my air fryer.
Right. Nah, and you know,
get those crunchy chicken nuggets.
But here we go. Like, we could fixate on the negative all day, but there is some positive that I think we can look at in some things that have happened. Hopefully, there's some movements in this country mm-hmm. that have brought at least some awareness. Topics that have happened, you know, mm-hmm. with race and equality is a big thing. I think. Mm-hmm. There's some things people have tried to do that is working. You don't see it, though, on the news.
Nope. Mm-mm.
All we see is that, and it's like that divide, you know. So we have to really look through. Don't fixate on what they're showing you. Look around. You'll see there's plenty of positive stuff out there, too.
Mm-hmm. John, the guy that plays in The Office, John.
John Krasinski.
Yeah. He actually another one of my ideas, but I just never did it. Which I'm glad he's doing it, is he came out with the, I think it's GNN, like the Good News Network.
Uh-huh.
And it's on YouTube, and all he does is talk about the good thing that's going on.
Because there is a lot of good.
There is to me, there is a lot more good going on in the world than negative. Seriously.
And if you know me, like, I'm the kind of guy, like, I don't stick my head in the sand. I look into everything. I'm always mm-hmm. aware of things, and I've... you know, there's things that there's conspiracy theories that maybe I'll like, okay, I could see that. And, you know, some, but I do, I know how like the news works. I know how the media works. I studied this in college. Like even then, this was like back in 2006, 2007. And you can, you knew what the news was about then. I mean, so they're doing the same thing. It's just worse now. And you have, you know, the internet, social media is just helping to ramp up those things. So, but if you, you understand what they're trying to do, don't let them split us up, you know, like go find a person. And even if you live in a place where they're not allowing you to have that human interaction, they're doing it for a reason, you know, it's to cause that divide. You know, this is me, they say it's for your own good. There's nothing good about being separated from humanity.
No,
there's nothing good, especially if you have like, mental health issues and their addictions and things like that. You need to be around other people. Wear a mask if you need to. Be safe, you know what I mean? But you need to be able to connect with people. And I don't mean online.
No. Okay. It's got to be, you know, interactive face-to-face interaction.
I think the connections that
Rather you're 6 feet apart, 12 feet, 20 feet, as long as you're there, it's just
we looked out where we live, man, and I will say this, and this is why people are moving here. There's a reason, and you can say, well, you know, like, you know, Idaho didn't come out with like a full blown mask mandate. Okay, sure, but people are wearing masks though. People are being safe. You know, you can see the spikes, and there's things of it, but we're testing a lot. You know, we're testing for COVID. You're looking for it, so you're gonna find it.
Going to Ada County, going to Boise, masks.
People are being safe. They are. I mean.
Going to Walmart, people got their masks on.
I mean, we're not the only state that does it. Like, we're just refusing to close everything down, like, because it's not good for you.
Exactly. It kills everything if you close things down. Small businesses.
Yeah, there's so many
Everything like gone that, under. Gone.
I support, man, I really, man, like, I get a lot of food, you know, order food, man. I'm tipping higher than I ever have, man, because I'm just trying, like I'm single-handedly going to keep this business afloat. But I'm trying, you know what I mean? Like, these people are working hard. And you're seeing that great American spirit, is, you know, that hard work. And people are trying, they're so hard to stay afloat and work. And we all just need to support them, you know, and keep them going. You know, they just need to be allowed to be open. Whereas at least in Idaho, they are. Other states, not so much. No. And that's a problem. And hopefully that ends sooner than later.
Yeah. But, you know, other than that, you know, we... I try and look at the positive of everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's the negative, but there's a positive. I mean, which we'll get into another episode of mental health and everything, because I struggle with mental health.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I always have since I was a little kid. And so I know for a fact, coming from someone who struggles with mental illness, that all this stuff that's going on, these lockdowns and everything, and people, you know, forcing them to stay inside, it's not good for their mental health.
It's not good for you.
It is not.
There's not. There's no. I mean, you can look. I mean, there's nothing at all out there, science, whatever, that supports that. There's not one piece of data that you can find that says, "Yep, staying inside and avoiding sunlight and physical activity and social interaction is good for you." Find me that. I'd love to read it. I'd love to know. Where they got that information, because everything I've seen based on common sense or actual scientific theory says that you need all those things.
Yep.
And so I think going forward, there's some good, like, we're going to learn hopefully some better hygiene. I think overall we're pretty dirty.
One thing that I thought was always funny.
Yeah.
Was it takes something like this.
People are gross, man.
Yeah. Like it takes something like this for you to realize, oh, I should wash my hands all the time, more than just...
Or just not... Or be not...
Once a day?
Don't go to work sick to get other people sick. You know, if you can help it. You know, don't send your kids somewhere that's sick. You know, like to school, you get everybody sick. Don't sneeze on people and pull, like, you know, cover that stuff up. You know, I mean, it's these little things that you thought were common sense, but it's not.
It's not, no.
So I think it will be now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do distance sometimes, you know, especially if you're a little worried about germs and getting sick. Yeah, if you're going to see people probably still wearing masks a lot even when things kind of
settle down and everything.
And that's fine. You know what I mean? I think it's totally fine if you want to keep doing that.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, if you...
To each his own.
I mean, just before all of this happened, I mean, look at China. I mean, they always have people wearing masks, but that's just... Don't you do it.
China.
I knew it.
China.
But, no, that's just because their air pollution is bad. But then also because there's so many people crammed in these tiny little spaces that
I heard wear a lot masks. About these big cities from the lockdowns that actually did some positive, and it was mainly with the cars not driving around. The pollution went down. They could actually see the sky. And
yeah,
stuff.
And then that one of the rivers that runs through Italy or something like that was clean and clear for the first time.
I think there's a lot to be said about, and I don't mean like a full-blown lockdown, but I think if we were able to figure out, just if you could get total buy-in, you know, as a country or even a world, you know, and just at different times depending on, you know, where they're at, like, hey, let's, you know, once a month, or maybe that's too much, but like a couple weeks out of the year, like, let's just not drive or something. I don't know. That seems like probably pretty hard to do, especially with us in, you know, the United States. We're the machine, man. When everybody just work till you die, you know, we work all day, never sleep, fill our bodies with caffeine and whatever else, and we just rage out and work until we croak. But if we could figure out, I think this has helped a little bit. Like, let's slow it down.
Well,
let's look at what matters.
But one good thing that's come from this is a lot of businesses are realizing that people can work
from
remotely.
Home.
They can work from home.
There's a lot.
So they're not crammed in their car, being miserable, commuting in to town or the city.
Sure.
And then sitting in their little cubicles for 8 to 10 hours a
day.
I
think that's a good thing, man.
Now, I wish my boss would figure this part out.
I feel like your job could be done for me.
Oh, it can be done, 100%. I could be sitting here at this
desk.
Some
jobs can be.
And do my job.
And I think that's that figuring that out. Like, I think we figured out the jobs that can do it. And obviously, there's jobs that can't. Like, my job, I need to be there. Like, we got stuff we got to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not getting anything done being at home.
If you have an office job.
Yeah.
And you talk on the phone all day, and you have a computer, as long as you have a phone and the computer and the internet.
Yeah.
Essentially, it can be done from
home. You've decreased pollution by having people drive around. You're increasing the time with your family or loved ones or whatever, your dog. I mean, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, you don't – the amount of time that we spend a day as a world – let's just focus on the country, though.
Mm-hmm.
As a country, in the car, staring at a bumper, going to work, coming back. I mean, think about what you could do with that time. We only have 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You know? There's not a lot of time.
So, for instance, for me, like, if I had a job in downtown Boise, okay, and I left my house, I would have to leave my house at least an hour to an hour and a half before it was time to start work because of that commute.
Because of the commute.
And the traffic.
Yeah. There's a lot.
So that's an hour to an hour and a half that I'm wasting in my car before I get to work.
Yeah.
And then that's another hour, hour and a half after work commuting home. By the time I get home, okay, get off at 5. By the time I'm home, it's 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and kids go to bed 2 hours later.
Yeah, man.
And so you got to get home, help them with their homework, cook them dinner and everything, put them to bed, and next thing you know, you're like, oh, time to get up and do it all over again.
We just, I hope that, like I said, when this is kind of calms down, like, we figured out a way to, you know, differentiate between the jobs that need to be there but that don't. Mm-hmm. And because you got so many kids too that unfortunately, like, they gotta go to, you know, daycare all the time or whatever. And it's like, if you maybe had a job that you could be home, I mean, I know that could be tough still if you got a kid there
to work,
but at least they would maybe be there a little less, you know, because you wouldn't have to be commuting so much. Maybe you just, the daycare's down the street or something, or not that far away.
See, like, my job...
even if it saves an hour, that's an hour more you get with your kid, you know?
Yeah, like, my job, I could 100% do it from home, but my boss is old school and won't do that. Now, Valerie, she's a dental hygienist. You can't clean teeth at your house.
You can. It's all virtual.
Come on, man. Yeah.
So you teach them how to do it yourself. All right, Bob, now get in there. You're going to go back to the premolar.
Well, you know, you got nowadays, you got some surgeons, they got the robots, and they're like another part of the country, and they're over there, you know, doing surgery with using this robot that's
like the dude
100,000 miles away.
It's like the dude's flying a drone that's in the Middle East and they're in like Utah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Maybe we'll have a little robot here. She can maneuver. I'm just kidding. No. There's some that they need to be there. Doctors, they need to be there. Which now, okay, I don't understand this part. Okay, now, like, there's a guy that I work with. He's going to be 80 this year, coming up here.
Is that dude that's 80 still working there?
Yeah.
All right.
But
is his name Hank?
No. No,
I'm just kidding. I don't know why I thought that.
That's a random name.
Yeah.
But
it's an old guy name.
It's Milt, actually. Milt. But he...
Now that's an old guy name.
Yeah. But he... his doctor gave him the option that he can do a virtual doctor's appointment for his, you know, 6 months checkup or whatever. And it's like, I don't understand. Like, he was like, like, how are they going to check my heart? How are they going to... Like
they have you answer questions, because I've seen it with Alex. Like she had some specialists that she would, and they were doing a lot of virtual stuff, mm-hmm. especially early on in the year. Not so much now, but there was stuff being missed, man.
Like, oh yeah,
that's the reality. You can't. I mean, you can kind of do it for like a basic checkout, answer the questions, like how you feeling. I'm feeling good. Maybe you have your own little. Blood pressure checker or something. You can show them like whatever. But if you don't have that...
You know what needs to come back?
What's that?
House visits. Doctors that do house visits.
Doubt.
I think that needs to come back.
Yeah, it could. I mean, I just don't think we have enough doctors to even try that right now.
I'm going to become a doctor. Okay, I'm not. Good luck.
Starts now.
Can barely read a book.
See you in 10 years.
A lot of people go to school for 7 years.
Yeah, they're called doctors. Well, that has to be you. The trash bag. No, man, yeah, that was weird seeing, because Alex has a dermatologist, like a skin specialist, mm-hmm. and she had like a thing going on with her skin, and he's like, oh, yeah, show me, like, you know, to take a picture. That's not the same as seeing it in person,
no.
And there was some stuff that was missed. Mm-hmm. So, and I get it, man, that was the thing. It was like really tricky, especially in April, you know, when everything was mm-hmm. shut down, like everybody was distanced, and I just feel like there's some fields, especially like doctors, it's like you kind of, I'm not saying... I guess a little bit. Like, you sign up for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a military. I knew what mm-hmm. I signed up for. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mm-hmm. get deployed. It's happening. I got it. I signed mm-hmm. up for that. So I think as a yep. doctor, you signed up for being at more risk than maybe the average person. That's why you get paid what you uh-huh. get paid. That's why all these other things.
I agree 100%.
And that doesn't mean, like, let's just all be nuts and, like, don't and take them for granted and, you know, make sure that we expose them crazy, but
yeah.
they could have been seeing people, I think, more.
I think so, too.
With, you know, put a mask on, the gloves. You already do those things anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, so it was really hard for me, especially in, like, April. I've got to watch some things happen with Alex. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, these people get paid a lot of money. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like they're not doing a whole lot right now. I'm sure they are. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff they're doing that we don't see.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people, and not just her, like, there's a lot of people that were dealing with, that had a lot of other problems that were not COVID-related at all.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that was the big thing, and so they were just totally getting kind of left to the wayside, mm-hmm. just abandoned almost.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At least for a month, maybe two.
Yeah.
Even now, I mean, there is catch-up time, you know, but...
Mm-hmm.
That's detrimental, and it's hard to come back from. And yeah. there's people that were supposed to go in for like surgeries for like cancer treatment, and that was getting shut down. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah. That should not happen. No. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mindset thing. I really do, and I don't think people are as willing to put themselves in harm's way as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that's because of the divide that has happened throughout the years in our country, and it's sad because. We need to bring that back, you know, you mm-hmm. try to put yourself out there, help people, and
yep.
I don't know, I hope it gets better.
We'll see. One thing I'm going to tell you right now that really ticked me off, freaking COVID ruined my trip to Seattle to
everybody's
see my Braves.
I know, everybody's trips.
No.
I know.
See my Braves, my Atlanta Braves play.
I know.
Every year I check the schedule because they're over in Atlanta.
Yeah.
No way I'm getting over there.
Yeah.
And the closest they ever come is like Denver and Arizona and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this year they were going to Seattle.
Yeah,
we're only 8 hours away. And yeah. I was like, I told my wife, we're going.
Stuff.
I don't care if you're coming with me. I'm going. Going on a trip on my favorite rocket ship. And
you don't want to go to Seattle, man.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
This
yeah.
Well, okay, so this was last year, like last
well, yeah, when
October, November,
yeah.
when the new schedules came out.
Right.
And I was like, oh my goodness, mark this off my bucket list. I'm going to go watch them. I'm so freaking excited. Yeah, it was supposed to be the last weekend in May. And boop.
And unfortunately, Seattle is one of the last places you want to be around that time.
Yeah.
They're still struggling. I was actually up there not too long ago for work, and it was fine for the most part, but there was some parts where, like, man, that is, and it's sad, you know, it's a beautiful city, mm-hmm. and you hate to see the things that have happened there and some mm-hmm. other places like Portland and Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., these other, you know, it's like, man, I hope that we can recover from these things, because...
Time will tell,
yeah.
But no, that was one thing, that was part of, that's the biggest downer that I had this whole year was that. I mean, other than that, other than that, like, seriously, this year, I mean, I was fortunate enough to keep working.
Yeah.
My wife is fortunate enough to keep working.
Sure.
I mean, she had to take about 6 weeks off when the first lockdown came in here in Idaho, mm-hmm. Or the stay-at-home order. Mm-hmm. And my boss, you know, come hell or high water, he literally said, unless they do martial law, he's not shutting down.
Well, so. And you know what, man? I wish more businesses would have done that.
Yeah. I think it would have been nice to have at least a week or two off.
I get you, but man, when you think about the business,
yeah,
probably
but
they
no, but
just stuck to their guns and said, I'm not closing.
But
down.
Looking at it now, I'm glad because we were able to buy this house, move into it, and we actually during the lockdown, the stay at home order was when we moved in here. So she was freaking painting up a storm. And
could you imagine though, like,
you know, getting everything organized? And so she had it all organized in like a week and painted and everything.
But think about if you guys would have been moving in your house, and then they're like, "Hey, yeah, you're not working, and we can't really pay you because you're not working, mm-hmm. and I don't know when you're coming back."
Yeah. No.
Now what?
Yeah.
How many people do you think that happened to?
A lot.
How many people do you think were just starting businesses or had been just going, mm-hmm. and they're barely getting rolling, and then it's like, nope.
Boop. Yep.
Man.
No, I agree. I mean,
it's something just you wish
the,
you
the,
could just...
the selfish part of me was just like, you know, a week or two would have been nice.
But no, I got you, man.
I'm glad I was able to keep working. And so, other than trips being... you know, postponed and...
Yeah, I heard a lot of people's trips and plans, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, we don't really travel very much.
See, the good thing is we would travel, but just, like, 4th of July, we went to Utah.
Sure.
Visit my brother.
Yeah.
And,
did you guys still do that? You guys still did that, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're down there for the 4th of July, and we went down there... I mean, we've been down there a few times, and we're going next week for over New Year. Or this week... when this podcast comes out. we're going to be in Utah over New Year's. And so...
Sweet. A lot of fun down there. New Year's, man. That's going to be a party.
Oh, I tell you.
We're having a late Christmas / New Year's. Get the fam. It's going to be lit.
Uh-oh. You keep that eggnog away from you.
Forget the eggnog. I'm going straight to the good stuff.
Oh, you.
I won't be rowdy.
Uh-oh, do you know?
Who's watching that kid? Oh, she's watching herself. She's good. She's a big kid.
She's all right.
She can babysit herself.
No. The kids.
Just kidding.
I mean, us moving out here has affected the kids because we don't have neighbor kids to play with.
Sure.
But they've grown closer together, so they play with each other a lot more. And so their relationship, I mean, it has its days. I mean, there's days where they're just at each other's throats.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
But then there's
But they've been able to go to school, right?
Yeah, so the older two, yeah, they, Monday is their, because they're in elementary, so they're not doing virtual stuff. So Monday, like on Friday, the teacher sends home a homework packet, and they have to get it completed over the weekend or the Monday. And then when they go back to school on Tuesday.
So they're doing like a Tuesday through Friday thing.
Yeah, so they do Tuesday through Friday, and they have to wear masks while they're at school.
Sure. You do what you got to do.
Yeah. Now, like middle school and high school, every Monday is virtual, and then they swap back and forth. You know, there's an A and a B. That's what they're doing.
I think it's good to have the schools open, man.
I tell you what,
it's tough, dude. Especially elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
They need to be at school.
No, it has been... If it wasn't for them going to school, I mean, I think the whole mental, you know, illness and stuff like that, like, I think... don't really see it in my kids right now because they're pretty young. But I think that there would have definitely been...
It's hard, man.
...something that there would affect them their whole life. Because, you know, they're stuck at home. No one to play with other than themselves. Or just...
Well, between that
I'm
and...
I'm just glad that they're going to school. Because they're brand new school.
Yeah.
And so normally when you because when we moved in April, it was, the schools were done. We're done for the year, whatever. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what everybody
did. And then, but then with us, we go to church. And then when they're at church, they'll meet kids.
Do you guys' church keep going the whole time?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that church wasn't going. So that wasn't like, happening. In-person church wasn't going. And so normally the kids would meet kids their own age that they go to school with, and they become friends, and then school year opens, and they go, and they're like, oh, I know you.
Right.
Can I hang out with you?
So that didn't happen.
So this time it was, I don't know anyone.
Right.
First day of school, brand new kid in school, didn't know a single person. I felt so bad for them.
Yeah.
Felt so bad for them.
I mean, it's just different. I mean, like Juliana, like, she started the year online, mm-hmm. and, that lasted like a week, and the server was not good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not prepared for thousands of kids in that district to be all online at the same time trying to.
Yeah.
And you got to think, you know, she's in third grade, and it's like, mm-hmm. you already lost part of second grade.
Mm-hmm.
So this teacher now is working overtime trying to figure out, how can I not only help catch them up to where they need to be online,
mm-hmm.
and then get them caught up to where they need to be in third grade. Online.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully they were able to go back to school, and then some stuff happened in the district and in Boise that kind of delayed it. So now they got a good plan in place for the most part. Like, if, you know, somebody gets, you know, COVID in the class or whatever, they will just basically, that class is out for mm-hmm. what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks or something.
But the school doesn't shut down, which mm-hmm. is good.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep it going, especially these kids, man. Like, they're just, I, you know, the thing is, too, with this online, like, you as a parent, like, mm-hmm. it's a good thing Alice has been home with her, mm-hmm. which sucks for her, because she works part-time, too, so she's not even able to work. Like, if she's home doing school, she's there basically helping her.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. The kids need the structure.
Well, there's
that's a, what they need, and they get that at school.
You got the structure, and you need that, the relationships that you have, mm-hmm. the social interaction with other kids.
Yeah.
It's plain and simple.
Yep.
I can't even imagine, like, I got a niece, two of them, that are both in kindergarten, and they'll do online sometimes, and I'm like, how do you teach a kindergartner online?
Okay, so
what are you even doing?
Yeah, so one of my coworkers,
they're like not paying any attention.
Her daughter teaches kindergarten.
Okay.
And they're, I don't know if they're still doing it online now, or is it, I think it's every other day is online.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of the year, it was 100% online.
I don't know how you.
So there's supposed to be, like, you know, 18 kids. She was lucky to have 7 show up.
Yeah, because they're just not getting online.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to learn?
They're, well, yeah.
The parents are like, nah, they're not going
to
learn anything.
Yeah, the parents either had to go to work and, you know, they're at home with their older siblings, or, and they're not getting help. Or when they are there, they're not paying attention.
And that's, without delving into it too much, that's what you get when you look nearsighted and you don't look beyond the one decision that you're making. And mm-hmm. that's all we've seen during this pandemic. And I really hope things change going forward. Like, maybe we do think things out a little better. Because when you make the decision, you know, this is for the greater good of everybody by doing A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really is it, though, because now you're affecting not only these kids, now you're affecting those teachers, mm-hmm. that administration, but you're also affecting the parents.
Mm-hmm.
What if they work at a job? What if they're one of those fortunate people that get to work, but they're working at a job that they don't care, man. They don't care your kids at home. You don't have enough sick days.
That's why we're lucky, because I work full-time,
yeah,
8 to 5. Valerie works 3 days a week.
So she could be home sometime.
8 to 5.
Yeah,
she works Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday she's home, and Friday she's home. And then we have the two little ones that are 4. They're not in kindergarten yet. And we have the older two. And luckily, Monday, we're at work, they're not. They don't have school. Yeah. I mean, over the weekend, we'll do their homework packet.
Yeah.
And then, so Monday comes around, they don't have the homework to do, but. And then Tuesday when they go back to school, you know, she's at work and the littles are at the babysitter. And
yeah. But this is the thing that people, we refuse to talk about, mm-hmm. you know, as a country was. It's fine for people, and I mean fine like it's easier. Not fine, but it's easier if you have a stay-at-home parent or you work at a job from home already, okay?
Yeah.
But we failed to recognize that there's tons of people who do not do this. They do not work in a job that's like this.
Mm-hmm.
So now, and then there were daycares that were shutting down sometimes, or like if your kid's even kind of sick, can't take them, whatever the case may be. we didn't think any of this through, you know? And so...
It was a reactional response.
It was all reaction-based and emotion-based, and that's a problem.
And the problem is they're still doing that, though.
They are.
They don't It's just lock everything down again.
The resilience, you hope that people just become more resilient with this, and it helps you grow a little bit, and it'll it makes you appreciate things when it gets back to normal, like... Man, I miss this. And you won't take it for granted. I promise you.
Going to the movies won't take that for granted.
No, anymore. And just getting together with people, barbecues, parties, whatever. Like
going to catch a ball game. I definitely will not take that for granted ever again.
But this is why I know it won't last forever. Like I've heard plenty of people, it's gonna go on for it. It won't because of what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. Even your most hardcore people out there, you know, for. Shutting everything down. Whatever. They can't do it forever. It's not sustainable. Mm-mm. It is not. It won't. So we'll see. Going into this next year, hopefully things are good. I think in some states it's getting a little better. Some unfortunately getting worse. Resilience. You know, maybe we've learned resilience to this thing.
Fight the power.
And maybe there's a sense of community in some places. And I don't mean in the places where they're, you know, telling you to rat on your neighbor for having four people over, but... In the places, or maybe in those. Actually, I'd take it back. I think in those places where you probably find the most community, because there's people that refuse to do that. They're like, I'm not doing that because you see the big picture. We need these things. And I'm not gonna do that.
I think one of the big pictures that I take out of this whole thing, especially this year, is how everyone needs everyone else.
We do.
I mean, you took it all for granted, and now you lose it all. And now it's like, you know, I need my neighbor, you know, because he helps me out sometimes. You know, I need this person because they, you know, you have to support each other. And that's the main thing that comes down to it.
Yeah.
Put your differences aside.
Yeah. We're all going to
religion, politics, race, gender, whatever it is. Put it all aside because now is the time that we, especially as a country, need to come together.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, just get rid of this BS, you know?
It's all smoke and mirrors, man.
That's all it is.
A lot of it is, and these are real issues. Unfortunately, they really are.
The only way that we're going to recover from any of this is if we come together.
And that's the way to overcome these real issues that have been thrown in our face as a way to cause division. I think we can come around these real issues and come up with ways to actually resolve them going forward. It isn't going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen probably then, you know, very quickly because things, especially when it comes to race and gender and equality, you wish it was a snap of the finger and it happened. You know, it should be. But you're talking about, especially for some people, it's like a mindset that's been locked in from day one of their life. Oh, yeah. Whatever they got passed down from their parents. And that doesn't make it okay or anything, but it takes time. And we just... You know, and that was, like, what I heard a lot with, like, was the breaking point this year. Is like, people were done, you know, sitting around just talking about it. This is a reaction now. And I agree with a lot of that. I think, to an extent, absolutely, I support it. When it got to the point where you just had ongoing violence and destruction and stuff like that, that's when you realize, well, that's not going to fix anything. Because it doesn't. Throughout history, anytime things like that typically happen, it does not actually fix.
You're making it worse, and you're hurting.
You cause more division
more than you are doing to help.
Well, and what a lot of times happens too is because it's all emotionally driven, you end up hurting people that you claim to be supporting.
Exactly.
That's what happens. You're hurting your own people. Mm-hmm. You're hurting your own gender. You're hurting your own because they're all just everybody. That's in front of you now, whether if they're not beside you or behind you here, they're in front of you, that's the enemy. And a lot of times there's people that you're saying that you support are right there.
And you're just...
And so we just got to figure out a way, man, to bring it together. I hope that's what happens. I honestly have more conversations about this kind of stuff than I have my entire life, and I think it's a good thing. We've got, you know, that's why I said, like, I hate talking to the same type of person all the time, and it's been really nice at work. Like, I got some guys that are newer to the team that think a little bit differently. A lot of people, those are the guys I go to talk to, like, the most. I love to get that other side of things and, like, let's talk about it. Like, your difference is my difference, you know, but if more people could just do that, get off social media, stop watching the news, just get out, like, let's figure it out. And it's not that easy.
Get out into the real world.
It takes just finding somebody. I mean, I say it's not that easy. It is easy if you can just find somebody to talk to. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be very difficult when there's so many restrictions in place that's preventing you from even having these interactions. So, because they want you just sitting in front of a TV or a computer or your phone.
Yeah.
So if we can just move past that, we can get rolling in this next year. Hopefully things start going towards, you know, in the right direction. I think the biggest benefit of this whole thing is I've spent so much time with my kid. It's disgusting. Okay, and my wife. Way too much time. I got to get out of here. I'm over them. No.
You know.
But I've heard that from a lot of people that were at least forced enough. Like, it's like, well, I'm stuck at home. I mean, I'm with my family. You know, we're all in this together, you know. Which is fine for a few months, and then it got to the point where I was like, okay, well, we got to get back to work, you know, and that's kind of where you're at. That we had no problem at first because we all saw, you know, we see the benefits of it for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then when it went beyond like a month and or 6 weeks, and it turned into months, and then almost a year, you're like, okay,
enough of this.
You know, and then when you're, and the problem is when you're doing all these things and you're following all the rules, and then they keep making up reasons why the numbers keep skyrocketing, you're like, because what you're doing isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
You're proving that. Because we're all sitting at home. We're not. You can't tell me that the onesies and twosie people that are going out that aren't abiding by the rules are single-handedly getting millions of people sick.
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't.
It doesn't work that way.
And if you believe that, oh my goodness.
Because California's locked down, man.
Locked down.
But they're still getting sick like crazy.
Like, there's one of our vendors that we work with at my job. She lives in Stockton.
Okay, yeah.
And she's been working from home all year.
Uh-huh.
I call her all the time. You still in lockdown? Yep. Oh, yeah. We're locked down.
Yeah,
locked
one of my in, best locked friends down. Lives out there.
All year long.
Locked down, yep.
I mean, she's, I think, for Thanksgiving, I can't remember if it was a parent or a grandparent or something like that. You know, her and her brother, just for a couple hours, went and talked to them through a window. Through their window, stood outside, and that was it. And now, but other than that, she's literally just stuck in her apartments with her dog and cat. She can barely go out and get, you know, groceries and stuff because it's just all in lockdown. But then yet,
yeah,
still have all these numbers. I mean, just because, and like you said, it's not the two people that are, you know, out breaking the rules.
It's like a systematic mindset change, like a shift in thinking that is required. You know, like, we have to all realize, all right, you got to wash your hands. You know, if you're sick, you need to stay home. You need to exercise regularly. You need to eat better. You know, there's so many things, and it's not just like it happens overnight. Like, this is a lifestyle change that needed to happen already. Didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, it can still happen. You need to do it now.
Just got to have the willpower.
We got to do it. Like, we really, and that's, if it means whatever, like dragging people out, let's go. Let's go on a hike. Let's go walk. Get some sun.
Mm-hmm.
Do something.
I'm a ginger. I need that vitamin D.
Sitting in your house is not good for you. No. And I love being at home. Don't get me wrong.
I'm a homebody.
Me too. But.
Unless I'm hanging out with you.
I definitely understand.
I'll go to your house right and hang out with you in your house.
Yeah, right back at you. But I see the benefits. I live, but that's kind of a lifestyle I've chosen to live, is trying to take care of myself and take care of my family.
That's definitely something I need to work on, and that's what I get.
Well, we're no good. I'm no good to my family if I'm unhealthy and then something bad happens and I die.
I'm worth more dead than I am alive, though.
I might be, too. But that's how we all are. I mean, so we really all need
to... I tell Valerie that all the time. She's telling me, shut up. And I'm just like, oh, you'll find someone new, someone better than me.
Yeah.
I tricked you. I hypnotized you and tricked you in high school. Now look at me.
Look at
it. Come on, ass.
The shift.
I'm not there anymore.
Okay, that's what you see.
Lost my hair. Got fat.
The cat's out.
Here I am. Take it or leave it.
I hope this does.
Hopefully you take it, don't leave me.
I think the positive, I really do, like I said, man, I think a big positive is that maybe we can start living some better lifestyles.
Yeah, I
try to be a little healthier.
And maybe, hopefully, you know, when everything does open up and people get to moving around everything, like you said, they're not going to take things for granted, and people will be nicer.
I hope so.
There are a lot of jerks out there, I'll tell you what.
I think if we can get people outside, man, maybe the social media drama will kind of peter down a little bit. I don't know if it ever will, but because you can take it with you on your phone and you can be outside having a conversation. Like, I could be talking to you, woo, having a drink, and then, and dislike something on social media.
Well, is that where a notification comes from, you know, the news or something like that?
Turn the notifications off, maybe. Maybe that'll help eliminate a lot.
Yeah.
Just turn them off.
Yeah, it's just...
Silence them.
Just get off of social media.
It's
enough.
I have my own theories about it. Like, I really think about 90% of our problems are due to
social media. Yep.
And that sucks.
It's a big one.
Because they're all things that existed already, but it's just you found a thing to just, that's your outlet.
Yep.
Boom. Everybody's using it for the same thing, to just filter in hate, negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when somebody throws something positive under there, there's always a hater coming in. And it may even be a friend of yours, you know, just say, but whatever. It's just
you post something positive and then someone's like, oh, with all this going on in the world, and this is all you're thinking about.
Yeah, how could you put that positivity out there? You need to be negative, just like me.
How dare you put this this video of a cute kitten on here when people are dying.
That's the problem. Yeah. People are always dying. I mean, really are. 2021 is going to happen. 2030, 2040, 2050, 3000. It don't matter what the year is. People are going to be dying. And it doesn't make it okay. It is a part of life. We just need to quit making more ways to die. Okay?
Death and taxes are the two things that are certain.
They're certain. And there's plenty of things out there that can kill us. All right? This year we got a new thing added to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a virus. But who knows what's coming. You know, there might be another virus down the road. There might be something else. But if we got to figure this out. We got to get healthier. We got to quit pumping so much hate into our lives.
Got to come together, folks.
We got to try, man. Like, come on. And
for some people, this year was just miserable. We got another year coming up. You know what?
It isn't going to go away overnight.
It's not. And so this is, you know, everyone's like, oh, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. I hate to break it to you, but
January 1st, 2021 is going to be the exact same.
It's the exact same as, you know, December 31st, 2020.
Life is what you make it, right?
That's why a lot of people are like, oh, new year, new me. Nah, sorry, but no.
Maybe it could be. Maybe if you're like, dude, I'm done being
One to make resolutions because I think they're a crock. Oh, I'm going to hit the gym. Yeah, you hit the gym for 2 weeks and then you're done. You know?
The New Year's resolutioners.
I'm not that. I don't. You know what I do? I sit there and I think, well, maybe I can do a little bit better this year than I did last year.
I think that's good.
And that's all I do. I don't sit there and make a list. I'm going to do this and this because you know what happens to that list? Ends up in the garbage
bin. Yeah, wiping your hiney with it.
Exactly.
It's the one with the toilet paper flush.
You know, it starts with little steps. You know what? Okay, here's a good example. When I listened to, because this is my third time listening to it, Kevin Hart's book called The Decision.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially it's the decisions in his life that he made in order to get to where he is now.
Yeah.
And he said, and he calls it his boot camp. He said, the very first thing he tells you to do, get a new pair of shoes. Throw your old shoes out, get a new pair of shoes. Because that's your first step to your new life. And then he goes, no, you're not going to throw your shoes away. But you thought about it. And that's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Because did I throw my shoes away? No. Because I don't, because I use them to mow the lawn.
Yeah. That's what I do. I recycle through some shoes. Yeah.
But maybe, hey, if you want to start something new, start fresh. Maybe go buy a new pair of shoes starting January 1st. Throw your old ones out, or you know, rotate them like we do. Put your new pair of shoes on and say, all right, this is the first step to the new me, you know. And then I would highly suggest going out and getting that audiobook too. So every day I'm working on something new, trying to be more positive. And on there, like you said, get away from social media. That's what he said on there.
He's
like, we live a life for likes. We post on it, and our day is judged. How our day is going to be is how many likes we get on a picture or a post.
And
if we don't get very many, our day is terrible.
And that sucks.
If we get a bunch,
that's no way to live, man. That's not even real, though.
No.
It's not real.
Because
what would be real is if, like, on YouTube you get thumbs up or thumbs down on a video.
Yeah.
That's what should be on Facebook.
Exactly.
Or Instagram.
Yeah.
All I see is likes.
That's it. There's no thumbs down.
How many people don't like it?
There'd be a lot.
I bet if you could see dislikes, you probably wouldn't put as much stuff up there.
Exactly. And I think
you'd
that's
probably
what
be like,
to
I don't like, because you don't I mean, like they, seeing the name.
I mean, Facebook got the mad face, yeah. which I think is just stupid.
Yeah, now we have emojis, whatever.
Yeah, no, you get a thumbs
comments.
Down.
You know, you can look at comments, you share people write negative stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe they liked it too, and then wrote a comment.
No, most of the time it's the angry face, and then they're...
Grr, yeah. How dare you be positive.
Like, the angry face is one of the dumbest things that I think that they ever put on there.
They need the poop emoji. That's what we need in there. Just say that.
Just poop on that. I poop on this post.
I poop on this post.
No, but like I said, I got off. I mean, I only use really social media to promote this podcast, and that's it. I mean, every once in a while, like once a month, maybe I'll start to scroll, but then once I see the first negative thing, I'm gone.
Yeah, I really try to stay away from it too, man. But I will say this before we're done, man. There was some good music that dropped in 2020, though.
Yeah?
Good rock.
Tell us all about
good
it.
Good metal, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Deftones dropped a new album. Lamb of God dropped an album.
Get
dude,
out of here.
Trivium. Dude, there was so much good music.
I don't understand a word you're saying. I don't know any of these bands.
So many good songs.
Ed Sheeran just dropped a new one.
There you go.
I haven't heard it yet.
People are dropping music like crazy.
Old T-Swizzle just dropped a new one.
Well, you can because you
I don't
know,
like T-Swizzle.
All these guys are locked down, right? But they have their own setup in their house.
In their house, yeah.
So they can make their own music and push it out, like through Spotify and whatever.
We need to make our own music. Okay, no.
I'll be like, brr,
China. That's all I got. I can't even beatbox.
China.
You stop it. All right, you're going to anger some of our listeners.
China.
China. All right, anyway, hey, so that's kind of our year in review.
Yeah,
kind of.
I don't even know.
Essentially, it was just...
Maybe we didn't. We said words for 56 minutes. We're glad you listened, hopefully, all the way through. We're just a couple of guys that really just, you know.
We like to have fun, but sometimes you got to talk about some serious things.
You got to, but we really got to. You just, please, do your best to just try to be more positive. If you can bring some more positivity in your life, no matter how hard things are,
I think
it will get better.
Like I said, I am not one for, you know, New Year's resolutions. But if you are, good for you. But make one of them to be more positive.
And make it realistic.
Put more positive
things
out into the world.
Yeah.
If you're on social media,
be positive with it.
Be positive with it.
Ignore the hate.
If you see something you don't like, keep scrolling.
Yeah. It's
okay. Don't thumbs down. Or no, they don't have thumbs down.
Yeah.
Don't get angry. And
don't write comments that nobody cares to see. I mean, let's just be real.
Because you're not changing anyone's
mind.
You're not. You know, just scroll. And if you see something you like, you'll like it.
Jim Fell Nation, I guarantee you'll love it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's the only reason I even use. So, is just to watch funny videos.
Oh,
some funny stuff out there.
There is. There's some
not
funny
all bad
stuff,
on the internet.
Yeah,
it isn't.
But seriously, more positivity,
please.
You know, that's going to be our motto.
More positivity.
More or be positive. That'll be our motto for 2021. Be positive.
I've been okay.
I don't know. I'm just making
stuff
up.
Keep it rolling. I mean, we try to be pretty positive as it is.
Yeah, that is true. Except for this one. I mean, we try to be positive.
No, I mean, I think we could have really gone off on some tangents.
Oh, trust
me. We reeled it in pretty good. Look,
we actually did because guys' weekend, we got.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Like in the beginning of this whole thing, I was pretty like one way. Like I've broadened my spectrum of thinking throughout this thing. I really have, and I hope a lot of people have done that as well. Like you grow a little bit. You're like, all right, I can see why this, maybe not so much that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we need more of that. You know,
yeah.
Just don't think one way. Like, mm-mm. It's just, it's so frustrating.
Yep.
Like, just, it's called fixed-mindedness. Mm-hmm. Don't be so fixed-mindedness. Open your mind, okay? Just open it up. Be more open to other people's opinions, their beliefs, and let's come together and let's kick this next year right in the hiney.
Mm-hmm.
Right square in the hiney.
Get it.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't look back.
Look forward.
Because that's not the way you're going.
That ain't the way you're going.
You got to look forward.
Yep.
And this new year, that's 365
days. Well, I drive in reverse a lot.
Well, what? Okay, listen here, Ricky Bobby. But, hey, this next year is 365 days. You know what that is? 365 blank pages. You get to write your chapter.
Yep.
You get to write a new page every day.
I like it.
Let's try and make this year, make this book, your book, a positive book.
Man,
all right?
That's a good little metaphor.
Just kind of made it up.
I love it. Patent that in a hurry.
Nah, that's all right.
2021 is your book of life. Every day is a page that you will write. In the year 2021, you will write a positive book.
Ooh.
And then somebody will hate it. And that's fine.
But it's okay, because that's their opinion.
Yeah, that's their opinion. Just remember that. Everything's opinion.
Haters gonna hate.
Everything's opinion. The negativity won't go away overnight. There's always going to be negativity. Just don't let it overwhelm you and take over your life and consume you, okay?
No, maybe, like I said, turn the TV off. Turn the social media off.
Yeah. Listen to some tunes.
Pick up some meditating.
Yeah.
Listen to some tunes. Maybe sometimes when I'm overwhelmed, I'll come out here to my office and I'll just sit here in the silence. But then I'll start, you know, kind of, no, I wouldn't say meditate because I don't, you know, I don't do that. But I'll just kind of... just reflect on some things.
I think it's
and
good.
Have some, you know, kind of decompress a little bit and take deep breaths and go back in to the house and to the chaos. So
yeah.
But all right, everyone, hey, y'all, stay classy,
have a happy new year.
Happy Seriously, new happy. Year happy, happy happy happy
happy new year.
Yes, in the words of Phil Robertson, happy happy happy.
Be happy.
Yeah, but hey, always remember that. I didn't say that last one.
That's all right. We'll make up all right. for it.
You know what? Hey, no. You know we're done with that one.
Yeah.
Be positive.
Just be positive.
Be positive.
The kids are your blessings, right? But if you don't have them, then
they
whatever.
Are.
But
okay,
just be
kids
positive.
Are blessings. Don't take them for granted. Be positive.
Be positive.
All right. We will. We'll catch you next time.
See you next year.
Yes, sir. Bye.